All right, we'll go ahead and call the Hamilton City Council meeting, June 11, 2019, to order. All rise for a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. At this time, we'll take any public comments. And just if you have something to comment on that's not on the agenda, essentially what we're looking at this time. Okay, we'll move on then to agenda review. Is there any additions, subtractions?
I wanted to add 921 Park Avenue to new city business, I guess.
Anybody else have anything to add or? If not, I look for a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Move to approve the agenda as amended.
We're moving seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Look for a motion then to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second. Moving seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Chief?
Evening, council.
Evening.
I got a couple things for you tonight. One, start with for a couple of new, I got one of the two new applications. You see two names on there. Nick Downs has turned in his application, waiting on Jody Reed's, looking for approval to move forward with background checks. If they all come back, we'll get a couple other guys on. That'll make four, basically, in the last 4 months. So, Mark plans started in March. Ray is in the process right now. Nick will be in the process shortly. Hopefully, Nick enjoys his application and get him to come too. So,
Council, any questions? Yeah. We'd be looking for a motion to approve Nick Downs, and we could probably approve Joe too, provided background checks for us.
I move to move forward with Nick Downs, Joey Reed. Sometimes you get your applications and background checks. Second.
Moving seconded to approve applications for Nick Downs and Jerry Reed, provided background checks are passed. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hopefully we get two more that pass, everything.
Keep adding them. The next thing on there is the ladders. We spoke last month about trying to get them donated to somebody. I had reached out to both Tate Mills and Casey Stotts with the Department of Public Safety. Casey got back to me with what he thought maybe would be an option, somebody that would be possible, plus he sent out a bunch of emails and feelers for him. I had not heard boo from them on any of them, so the way I think we kind of worded the last time was we give them a month to see if anybody was willing to take them as a donation. If not, we'll put them on a bit. So, yes, I'm just going to move forward with putting them on min bid if the council's okay with that.
Any objection?
No. Carry on.
Okay. The other thing on there is I got a phone call here not too long ago, maybe about a week and a half ago. Guy from Bayer Monsanto called me. Apparently, the local farmers around here, if I see your fertilizer, get to put in a lottery type deal, Bayer Monsanto will donate to an organization of their choice. Well, they're Walter Clifton, Hamburg Fire Department. And so they called us and they were giving us $2,500. So I just wanted to give them an awesome deal. And we'll put it in the program. Paperwork should all be into those days. They haven't heard anything back from them saying they're missing something. They said it would be about 30 to 40 minutes before we got checked on. That'd be nice, $2,500.
Yes.
Not that it needs that much, so yeah. So I just wanted to make that aware to the council.
To figure out how we can promote that
Get them all to sign up, you know, other than that, I don't really want to have any other agenda items. Everything seems to be going pretty good, so if you guys have any questions, concerns?
Council, anything for the chief?
Do you have a nice fire department structure to that in Pelham? Can the entire guys apply?
Oh, absolutely. The gray ones that we have with the new emblem, that's fire department? Yeah.
Talk to you seconds on that. Get more.
Okay. I don't know if we have extras up there right offhand, but actually, we'll get up there. All right.
Yes.
Thank you, council.
Thank you.
Nick, if you'd like to get in the hot seat there.
Love it.
Go ahead and state your name and your address and why you're here.
Nick Rubenstein, 430 Lisa Street. Purchased that property and it was not our intention to subdivide it, but every single person that's been over there at that place working on it, meaning they said they should put another house there. So I thought, well, we should see if we can do that. So I'm really here tonight just hoping to get your temperature on. I spent a lot of money on thinking through. On the original plat, it looks like it was laid out as a lot. It was lot one on that original plat where the other homes currently sit on Lisa are, actually, we're never joined, it wasn't been subdivided later. I didn't do all that research here. So we can fit a decent sized house there. We'd like to do that if it's possible. It makes sense for everybody, for you guys and for us. So that's what I know.
Is there have you talked with Jeremy? Is there any issues in regards to anything that you would need, like for a variance or anything like that? Or?
We'll probably need a variance. I haven't really had it surveyed at this point, so it's hard to say, but it is a, if you're looking, there's a picture of it in there. The home would actually face the ball field there. And on that right-hand side of that angle on that photograph, I think we'd approach there in terms of what is a normal setback. I'd like to actually kind of snug the house up so that alley as close as we could get. And that makes sense. And actually, you are kind of I think the only kind of home that we could fit in on that lot would be a split level. We don't have enough width with that angle to put a garage next to a house. So we really need sort of a two-car garage, a little family room, and then three bedrooms and everything else upstairs from that. So that's my overall thoughts. So we would ultimately be a
could that be the only place that we need a variance is on the alley, that is that big of a deal.
Right.
As long as we're not next door to the neighbors and set back from the street is the same. The alley that is the deal.
So going forward here at this point in time, if you wanted to move forward with the project, you obviously would need a little bit more detail, a plot for Jeremy to be able to bring it back to the council.
Yep.
If you did need any setback variances that already exist, we would have to hold a public hearing so the public would have a chance to say yay or nay or whatever. And then actually we would do it before a regular meeting. So then that meeting, depending on what was said during the public hearing, also either give you the blessing or say, you know, something's got to change or something like that. But no, I think it's, if you can get a house on there and make it a viable property versus just the way it is, it's another house in town. It's more people to come to town. It's,
it was a little wider, I think. Nice view being back there. I built a flat top deck with a deck on it to face the ball. It's like a real field.
We have some pretty big hitters in this town.
I know.
You better put some screens on the windows. It's a big mess screen.
Yeah.
You can hit the ball.
Yeah.
Council, any questions?
No. I say go for it. I think so too. I don't see any reason to hold back.
Okay, go ahead and work with city staff, finalize everything, and then the future meeting, we'll bring it back and we'll go to process.
Sounds great.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Next thing on old city business. So the storage container, hopefully everybody saw the email in that. Any, the email that for the storage container on 400 River?
Oh, yeah.
I know Jeremy's in conversations with Matt and Matt also determine what the next course of action would be.
We're going to determine that after Jeremy gets the application.
Yeah. I don't think Mac or Matt will get back to him before that. They both know that he's on vacation as well, so.
I got some ideas on that too.
So that's still more just an informational piece there. The Minnesota State Board Code on safe building determinations. I know they're moving forward. We're trying to get somebody to come out at term number, remember where they are in the process for the unsafe buildings?
I don't know.
There'll be more to come on that as well. George Street Development Project. Jeremy and I talked to Jeremy last week. He said he's still waiting for a final plat. Have we gotten that final plat yet?
No, we've not.
Still waiting? Okay. No, we're still waiting on that. There was some conversation about moving the pond, I guess. But if we would have done that, then that would have created this whole process almost to start over again. So the concern was whether the farmer who's renting the land could still get back to the 10 acres that are behind it. And I think we've worked it out that he's got enough room to do that. So there's no reason to change what our original plan was.
Okay.
So. Water tower update. Still waiting for the Historical Society 106 group to get back to us. I think they have until the 15th to get back to us. Looks like they're going to take all 30 days. So we will know more after that point in time. I don't see anything in the original report that was going to say that we have to maintain it and keep it. But you never know. All right, move on then to nuisance letters. You want to address those, Emma?
Yeah, so I just was doing a follow-up on some of the nuisance violations that some people had until today to become compliant. Most everybody has either contacted me and let me know what they're doing to work on their property. I have one that has not made any attempt to come in and talk to us and try to figure it out, and this has been an ongoing issue with this person. So that would be the one, 410 Sophia, that could potentially, you guys could choose to go with further action on.
Any thoughts, Council, in regards?
No.
Grants.
Did we clean some of that up?
No, nothing has been cleaned up. There's been a trailer added with a whole bunch of stuff on the trailer, but that stuff on the trailer is new. It's not from any cleanup.
Oh, the garbage bags in front of the house are gone, 15 or whatever.
Yeah. There's still some stuff in the back that weeds are growing up all through. There's some containers that we don't know, barrels that we don't know what is in these barrels, and canoe and other stuff, and just weeds are growing up throughout all of it. I guess, and that was one of the main concerns, is what's in those barrels. And
Council, any direction to give staff in regards to it? Either we can let them to continue to work with the property owner, or we can declare the nuisance.
He has 30 days. And this is his second time already, isn't it?
Yeah, or more.
Moving on to prosecution. why did we adopt that ordinance and
right. Didn't
have to use it?
So if you want to do that, then we'll need a motion to do that.
He's had more than enough time.
Is that a motion, Scott?
Yeah, I'll make that motion. Move it to prosecution.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to move on to prosecution. Address again?
310 Sophia.
310 Sophia.
Sorry, 410.
410 Sophia. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Go ahead and move on. Move on then to new city business. As you've all seen, there's an ordinance in the packet. Me and Tim, as part of the committee with Jeremy, we went through about four different ordinances and just kind of took kind of some common language that a lot of them had in them. We even looked a little bit at St. Paul's as well, which was interesting,
yeah,
to say the least. And this is the kind of the start, at least getting something down on paper. So I don't know if there's any questions that anybody had from it, or if there's any additions, deletions that we have to do. We're not going to be setting this into action tonight because we have to have a public hearing before we do that. But what are any thoughts from the council? Any concerns, questions?
This should be a process of a license application. What are you guys thinking about that? $5, $10?
$10.
Yeah, I mean, we saw in different ones, they range from $25 all the way down to $5. So it really depends on where we would want it.
So you'll be requiring like an animal license, almost like a dog license?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's kind of where we set up, because I think our dog license is about $5 a year or something like that. So any other thoughts or questions? Otherwise, I look for us to, for a motion to set the public hearing for June 25th at 7 o'clock.
I move to set up a public hearing for ordinance number 162 on June 25th, 7 o'clock.
Second.
So moved and seconded to set a public hearing for ordinance number 162 on June 25th at 7 o'clock. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. So mark your calendars for the 25th. And since we did that, set the public hearing, I also entertain a motion to hold our second meeting to follow the public hearing on the 25th.
Make a motion for the second meeting on June 25th.
Second. Move seconded to hold a second city council meeting June 25th following the public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Next, move on to the land use application for Jeff Camps. He's seeking to go ahead and have a variance. I think the setback is to be 25 feet, but he is going to be, if it goes in where he says it's going to go and everything goes through right, he's looking for it to be reduced to 10 feet with access to Brad. And the letter back from was it from MnSpec or was it from SEH? I think it was. They didn't have any issue with them gaining access to Brad where he plans to do it, because it's about 50 feet away from the corner. That was their original concern.
They were concerned about the intersection.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But that's where that parcel is sitting, or the request is sitting. If we want to move forward with entertaining that one, I'd need a motion to hold a public hearing. We'd hold it after the public hearing for the 162 ordinance on the 25th.
motion.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to hold a public hearing for 601 Robert Avenue in regards to a variance for a garage connecting to Brad Street to be on June 25th following the ordinance 162 public hearing. Any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Got two public hearings. Next thing we'll move on to then is the stormwater ditch off of Martha Street. I don't know if any of you have saw the correspondence or have gone up there and checked it out yourself, but apparently it's the same thing that happened last spring, I think it was, or two springs ago, where basically the, you know, it's a county issue. It's not a city issue, but we still have people that will cross that. So it's just more for informational. If anybody had any questions about it.
Is there something to call it or what?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Then the seal coating, I believe on the 25th we'll also discuss about putting some bids out for that, getting that taken care of. So that's just more in there for informational piece to know that that's on the horizon to be getting taken care of. Next item then would be the community hall improvements. We talked with Jeremy about the pavement on the north and east side. I know we talked about reducing that because of the retaining wall in there. One of the concerns was from the building inspector was that we might leave too big of a gap between the road or the back alleyway and that back door that really never gets used for anything. When I talked with Jeremy last week, I mentioned that we should go back to the engineers and tell them that if we do lower that and we are able to accomplish that, that we may look at lowering that door so that we may avoid the issue of it being too high and not being ADA compliant and things like that. Because right now, as we've discussed in the past, if we were to try to utilize the basement, we would have to make sure there's access for ADA compliance. And the drop to run rate, that ramp would go almost equal to the bar downstairs. And we would cut off all that back.
Well, by dropping the back alley back there and dropping the door, we cut down the slope of our ramp.
Yep.
That was my plan that all along in case we ever did fix the basement.
Yeah, and so that's what I said to Jeremy.
So do we need like an inspect or something to engine or to look at that to see if it can be
lower
the header and drop the cut the.
Yeah, we need to go back to them and make sure that it's okay that we can do that.
Okay.
I think Jeremy was just saying that he was wondering if there would be drainage issues.
Yeah, and so when I talked with Jeremy, or suggested to Jeremy is that as it runs down to the street. At the end of the street, you know, every once in a while you see those grates that are at the end of the street right before it goes into the gully. We may be able to do that, or we could just run a tile along with it to dump into the.
Because there's a storm sewer catch basin right there anyway.
So what we don't want to do is lower that and then have our neighbor to the north there have water issues in the back corner. So he's going to work with the engineers to see, okay, how do we put that together so we don't flood our neighbor out with the runoff. Hall steps, I'm assuming that's the back steps he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, so that's something that needs to be worked out as far as how that, and I think that would be impacted if we shave that off, so that would be an issue to come forward with. Benches and the cement pad. After the last conversation around that, Greg and Jeremy thought it might be better from an aesthetic standpoint to go with pavers. And that, the Lions was going to do the work for the cement pad. We have talked with the Lions, and the Lions have agreed that they'll do the work for the pavers as well in that way. And so that we'd have the cement path like it is already, and that grassy area would just be pavers. And so there wouldn't be, the cost of the pavers would be borne by the Lions, but they wouldn't be needing a city. Any questions about anyone?
I have my addition.
Yep. And we'll move on then to 921 Park.
So I included a computer rendered little drawing that I did of what the garage looks like inside, and then, because I all I did was take a quick picture of this pit that's in the garage. Okay, so I had a realtor call me who is going to be putting this home up on the market. She was concerned because there is a pit in the garage for like mechanic work, and she wanted to know if there was any rules and regulations that didn't allow that. I called MinSpec. There are no state guidelines for something like that, and so they said it would fall on us if we had any city ordinances on that. We don't. So I went over there on Saturday when they were working on the house, and they let me take a picture. My concern was, well, what did this pit look like? Are the sides cement, or are the sides or the floor of it dirt? You know, is there a concern for contamination? So that is just kind of a picture looking straight down. It's not even showing you the how long this pit is, but it is all cement. It is full of some water and oil and other junk floating around down in there.
No drains.
I don't know if there's a drain. I'm thinking there's not, but the realtor wants me to call her back tomorrow to let her know what your guys' thoughts were on this. She really wants them to just fill it in because she's concerned for it to be like a trap hazard for a kid or something like that. I mean, that's basically it. They are using like wood planks to cover it, and he said he was going to make new wood planks if they were to keep it.
Thoughts?
We discussed a little bit earlier. Scott even said, I mean, it's kind of, this I'd rather not even meddle with it. I mean, there's nothing we can stand on.
This is kind of our concern. Yeah. As long as there's not a drain in it, it ain't draining in their sanitary system. This is,
it's between
and it's
them.
Not anything in the ordinance of the
state or
with nuisance, because it's inside, so it's enclosed. So I don't see that we should even be mingling with this, because it's none of our, but the homeowner and the realtor hash this out.
I agree.
I think you got your direction.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And we'll move on then to city council reports, unless there's any other new business. Okay. So, Councilman Buckington. Councilman Tracy. Councilman Feltman. Councilman Poplar. I don't really have much to report on either as well.
Wow.
No. So, if nothing else, then I look for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn. Second.
Moving second to adjourn the city council meeting on June 11, 2019 at 7:30 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.
What is the...